Killian in the Name Of.
Oh, nice.
Brings you.
Yeah. Killian. Oh, I forgot to say, I was so happy with my fucking pun.
Killian in the Name Of brings you.
But I forgot to say, brings you.
Phoenix City.
Welcome, Phoenix City, for another week.
Dave, another year.
That's a good point. Dad joke galore.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you didn't say see you next year last week. That was.
Should have, eh?
No.
Didn't think of that.
No, you shouldn't have. Anyway, Dave is away, so Cam and Frosty are all here.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, most of me's here.
Most of you's here, yeah. How have your New Year's been? Have been treating you well, 2019?
I actually saw in the New Year this year. Because someone woke up and woke me up because they wanted a bottle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's literally the only reason I saw the New Year. And
Mrs. Photo Mac?
No, it wasn't Mrs. Photo Mac. I'd have been giving her a different type of bottle.
Yeah. I must admit, I spent all that night getting my missus a bottle, so.
I think we were actually with you guys for a potion of that night.
You saw me doing it.
I did, yes.
I was playing board games. It was fun.
Whereabouts? I know you went away.
Defense place. I was back in Wellington.
Ah, you're back in. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
How was your trip away?
It was good. It was good to get away from the city.
Yeah.
I ended up watching the Phoenix, streaming on YouTube via a VPN in my Airbnb in Napier, which worked surprisingly well.
You couldn't get down to the Thirsty Whale?
Well, the problem was there was Big Bash on Skyport 1, and I assumed everywhere. I was also nursing quite bad sunburn at that point. And so I was sitting there during the game just applying. I went through an entire bottle of After Sun gel during that game.
Jesus.
Just applying it vigorously.
Jeez. You know you can just get some aloe vera, right?
Straight aloe vera.
Does the job as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed the moisture, my body.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, and I've had a pleasant 2 days since.
Nice.
I've seen Mary Poppins both days of the year so far, which has been excellent.
Today's the third, actually.
I didn't see it today because we had this podcast.
Okay, so you're going to go after this then to like the 10 o'clock showing or something.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to be real sick of it by the end of the year, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's going to be the worst movie of all time.
Just imagine that.
After you watch it like 340 odd times.
Imagine doing the worst idea of all time, because that's just the worst idea of all time, but doing it every single day of the year for a whole year. That would be ridiculous.
That'd be awesome. We should do that.
We are also watching Black Caps on TV as we record. And Frosty, all that was very close to getting some bow on it.
Jesus.
So if we react to the cricket, you'll know why. It's because there's cricket on. This is going to be a really good run chase. Oh, that is so close.
Very close.
To bat and wicket.
Yeah.
It just missed everything. Anyway, let's...
Break slow ball.
Yes.
We should talk about football.
We should talk about football. I mean, we could rebrand to a cricket podcast, but the ACC...
people that already do that.
ACC will do that better than us. So,
much better. Well, yes. Actually...
Base Brigade don't do it anymore.
No. That is true.
They used this gear for a little while.
Hmm.
They used the same gear that we used to record podcasts for a little while. We were sharing gear between the two...
Sharing gear.
No, we'll talk about some football and the 1-1 draw with the Bound Victory over in Melbourne.
Outstanding result.
Yeah, I think great performance, great result. But boy, it would have been good to get 3 points out of that, right?
It would. It would have been. I feel exactly the same way. I thought we played excellently. It's one of the best away performances I think I've seen us have. We were...
I do remember that we've beaten them 3-0 before.
They were pants in those games.
They were.
They were good in this game.
They were good in this game. And we were advantaged by the fact that they didn't have Keisuke.
Keisuke Honda.
Keisuke, that's it. Yeah, that's how you say it. Sorry. I knew I was going to say it wrong, so it was worthwhile just chucking it out.
I genuinely had no idea because I hadn't really watched him play until this. I haven't seen much Victory this season, so I hadn't seen him play. But I hadn't seen him until this game, and I would have said Keisuke as well beforehand. So,
yeah. I did know I was saying it wrong.
I'm taking pronunciation guides from Brendan Speed, which is your mileage may vary. So, but I think he's right in this case.
Yeah, so do I. So, a huge advantage to us for that situation.
Oh, I don't think so much of an advantage to us as a massive loss for them, and that it's come out today that he was touch and go to play for that game, and they weren't quite sure he was ready, so they rested him.
Apparently he's injured again.
He's injured his hamstring and he's got out for another 4 weeks, but that's unrelated to why he was out against us, I think.
Okay.
But they were obviously hoping up until the get-go that he was going to be ready, and then he wasn't, and so they had to rejig some things based on that, which did play into our favour, excuse me.
It certainly did. And then we played a really good away performance. It was played good on the fast break, quite happy to hold possession and recycle it. Solid in defence. Again, those guys that we've been talking about all season have been doing exactly the jobs they've been doing all season. And we looked really sound. Whilst Victory did play well and they did create opportunities, they weren't really massively clear-cut opportunities in the first half. They were in the second, obviously. But honestly, I just when we went 1-0 up, I thought, actually, we kind of deserved that. We felt like the better team at that point.
It's a weird feeling going up 1-0 away to Victory and not feeling like we're the sneaking one here.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like that. It felt like that because of context of how we perform in Victoria,
yeah,
and how we perform against Melbourne Victory generally.
Yes, that 3-0 down at halftime Sunday, which we talk about. Yeah. Oh, he's got him!
The wicket.
Good. Fuck off, you're out.
Okay. Hope there's not too many more wickets because the kazoo will be in overdrive. But yeah, to see the team take it to Victory, play their style of football and not just play reactionary football to what Victory were doing and dictate play for large periods of that game was great to see.
Yeah.
Because we haven't really seen that even in the wins that we've had. Mm. We've seen us capitalise on a few chances. We saw it against Brisbane, actually, where we were on top of the game, but that was against a bad team having a bad performance.
It was.
But to see them put in that same kind of thing from the Brisbane game here against a team that was in form and looking good up until this point, mm-hmm. that was positive to see.
Very much so. Frosty?
Yeah, I totally agree. It was sketchy viewing that I got.
Your internet not as stable as mine?
No, mate. I didn't have internet. I was streaming it on my phone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I was in 1983.
that's whangarei for you people out there.
No, it's kiri-kiri.
Close enough.
I was sitting on a deck chair in an unfurnished lounge watching it on my phone. But I thought it was good. It's like everything that they gave to us, we gave right back, which was there was none of this kind of we'll see if we can hold them out and nick it. It was like, no, we're as good as these guys. And the confidence was the main thing, I think, for me. I mean, that goal that Willow scored, that's a mirror Robin goal.
Yeah.
That's an iron Robin.
Yeah, cutting it on his right, yeah.
Yeah, but cool, top far corner.
Yeah.
I've seen people compare it to this goal from the week before, and I think they're very different goals.
They are. The finishes are the same, but the actual build-up to the goals are very different.
And like, obviously both of them are curling from the same spot in the field into the far post, but one of them he's just lashed first time because it's fallen to him. The other one, he's made the space for himself, and I think this is a much better goal than the one against Brisbane.
I agree.
And I think this one shows that he has still got that A-League quality to play 90 minutes, which is what he did here.
What this says to me is that he is entirely a confidence player. So he's obviously got the package. We know he's got the package because we've seen him deliver it and he's done, you know, he is a good player. But he gets that one last week and his confidence goes up. So he backs himself to run at people today or run at people in this game, gets himself into space, gets himself that shooting opportunity and finishes it. If he was in the same kind of headspace as Burns is now, he wouldn't have taken the shot.
Yeah, I was disagreeing with you up until you mentioned Burns there. I don't think he's a confidence player. I think he always plays like this. We just haven't seen enough minutes from him this season to see it. He gets 20 minutes at the end of the games, and that's not enough time to do these things.
Yeah, I don't know.
The two times we've seen him get extended runs in the team, last week against Brisbane and this week, not quite last week, but 2 weeks ago and then this week.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Brisbane and Victory, he's played extended minutes and had a chance to influence the game. And I think that Burns has had those minutes and not done anything anywhere near as much as Williams has, because Burns is definitely out of confidence. But I think this is Williams doing Williams' game.
Yeah, I don't think he's a confidence player as such. Burns definitely is. I think Willow's he's a streaky player.
Streaky is a good word to describe him.
He's streaky as fuck, to be quite honest. When he's on, everything seems to come off beautifully. When it's not, it just doesn't come off. And I don't think he has any conscious knowledge of why or how or even that confidence level. He just does. whether it comes off his boot and goes in or comes off his boot and goes out for a throw-in.
Yeah, given the game was 6 days ago as we record now, I'm finding it a little bit hard to remember the specific details about
it's because you've been on a
match. Exactly, match incidents. I can't remember and spout off. This is what happened in the first half, but I don't know if you're able to do that for me, Cam.
Definitely can't, mate. Yeah. 100%. I was actually thinking about watching the, trying to find the highlights package today to remind myself.
Yeah, that would have been helpful, actually. But yeah, having not done that, it's the victory goal was actually pretty messy in the end.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
To be fair, I felt there was a couple of opportunities just prior to that where they could have scored for Toivonen as well. And I think one was blasted over, the other would have been saved. So it felt like that goal was coming, which was a shame because, you know, we had played quite well at that point, and if we had managed to hold them out, we would definitely have...
You're about to say, well, that we've definitely got 3 points. I'm like, yes, if they didn't score a goal and we got one, we'd get 3 points.
Stupid thing to say, exactly. I'm like, well, what are you saying that for, Cameron, idiot?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just stop yourself.
Hey, yeah. Putting me out of a job.
Sorry. Okay, carry on.
I, having spoken last week about wanting to see the team string together more of these performances, this made me very happy to see them do it. I think that's missing.
Yeah.
Missing leg stump on the review there.
Missing by full stump.
Yeah. Here we go. And...
Umpire's call.
Umpire's call. At least we don't lose the review.
I'm missing,
Review lost. What?
No, it's not even close, mate.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
It's a rubbish review. Yeah. It was never hitting.
I was really happy to see the team continue what they showed the week before and doing it better. I think we played better against the Victory here than we did against Raw the week before.
Yeah, I think we would have to as well with Victory being at home. And the Raw being so rubbish and Victory being quite good. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And that makes me more confident about the future and the future weeks. And I think that we can string together a few more performances like this. We're not going to win every game. But I have seen more from the team now that says to me that they can, those results that we had in the three wins in a row weren't one-offs or three-offs or whatever. But they were, and they weren't just against the bad teams. We can do it against the best teams in the league.
I think we look at that run that we've been on now. So it's five games. We've played the top three in Perth, Sydney and Victory with one win and two draws from those.
Yep.
We played the bottom two and we've got wins out of those.
Comfortable wins.
Comfortable wins out of those.
In the end.
That's the kind of form you would say that's a team that can break the top four. And it took a little while for what Rudan wanted to do to kick in. That's fine. He's brought forward his schedule because he obviously needed to. That's fine as well. And what it says to me is that he's not just got a game plan. What he's got is a plan to that's appropriate for the opposition he's coming up against.
And that's what we had spoken about earlier on, even when we were losing those games. I think that's the point that Dave made, was that even when we were losing games, we were coming out and changing tactics based on the opposition. And not reactionary during the game, but actually things that they had clearly worked on before, in the week before. And obviously back then that didn't actually help us win the game, but you could see what they were trying to do.
Yep.
When Rufa got dropped, for example, or Sarpri got dropped and things like that. But now the team's in a place where they are able to grind out results like this one and get a 1-1. And the changes that they're making are helping with that. And they're creating the opportunity to play the way that we want to play against certain teams. And that's positive for me.
To be fair, I don't think we actually ground that out either.
Yeah, I was going to pick you up.
I think grinding out the result is one.
Yeah, I think
you don't play well, you get the point. You don't play well to get the point.
I think we ground out the Brisbane result. Like, it was 4-1, but that was hard yakka for a long time
for
in that second half.
75, and then we put them away, which is fine. I think...
The Perth game, we kind of ground that out at the end.
Yep, absolutely. But this one against the Victory, it wasn't grinding up. Both teams were playing good football. It was really entertaining to watch. If I'd been a neutral watching that, I'd have really enjoyed that game of football.
That's the other thing, is that creating that... And I hate to reference this because it's bullshit, but the more that we play like that, the more it's going to be hard for the FFA to kick us out of the league.
I totally agree.
The more that we are the game that people look forward to watching against us versus Perth, us versus Sydney, the more that we're that team, that entertaining football team, that the harder it is for Fox Sports to want to get rid of us. So.
There's also a lot of crap going on with the three teams at the bottom of the table off the field as
Yeah, totally.
That having a stable another team now.
It's not even
the next.
Oh, yeah, we don't even need to have this conversation. But, yeah. Like, if we can put more of that out, it becomes harder for them to kick us out. So.
Exactly.
And let's not forget Melbourne City as well, mate. It's not just the three bottom teams.
Well, Melbourne City aren't really having problems.
You mean apart from within their squad?
Oh, yeah, but that's different.
I'm not talking about general football problems. I'm talking about off the field administrative issues. Anyway. Nothing to do with how their squad's doing and the ructions within it. That happens in all football clubs across the planet a lot of times. So,
but also how their active supports just disappeared.
Should we jump around the rest of the round before we talk about things that are just not what I want to talk about tonight?
It's all about you, Patrick.
Yep. Yeah. Totally. I'm the host.
With the most.
No, definitely not. Adelaide United and Western Sydney Wanderers had a tall draw, which was played after we recorded the last podcast, the same night that we recorded that. So that's the thing that happened.
That's a great result for us.
I'm not at the point yet where I think that the results are good for us. I just think the season will play out for a little while, and with five games to go, we can go, okay, now these times are going to be the ones that are going to go good for us.
See, that's interesting, because I think the fact that we've now got a 4-point gap from Newcastle takes a bit of, considering where we have been, takes a massive amount of pressure on
I don't think
us.
It does. I think if we lose one game, they win one game, and that's 1 point. There's no gap anymore.
That's right. But we're still going to be in six. We're still going to be in those playoff places.
Yeah.
And we have that buffer, which we haven't had in a long, long time.
We're 10 games into the season. There's 17 games left. It is far too early to be worrying about that kind of thing at this point,
in my opinion. It's never too early to worry about the table. It's never too early to sing we are top of the league. It's never too early to worry about the table.
We're not top of the league, though.
I know.
That's different, though. Celebrating where we are, I'm happy with. Saying that we're in sixth place and we're solidly there and we're on the up, I'm happy to say that. But to say, oh, I'm glad that Newcastle and or whatever it was, Adelaide and Wanderers drew because it takes points, it's too early for that. Western Sydney Wanderers lost 2-0 to Melbourne City. That's the wrong way. For some reason, the A-League app, for upcoming fixtures, displays them in chronological order, and then for previously played fixtures, it displays the latest first. It's real
that's
weird. Really, it's just they're back to front.
I don't use the A-League app.
There's no other app that's good, so
I disagree.
All right, now we're talking about app reviews. What app do you use, Cam?
One Football.
All right, okay.
I use Forza.
There we go. I'm trying to use the official. The official one has highlights in it, which is actually really helpful.
That is handy, yes.
So
mine does not have that.
Yeah.
But I just go for the scores and tables. So
Sydney FC had a 2-1 win over Brisbane Roar. Adam Lafondre double balancing out Matt Mackay's goal. Was that their first game with
Matt Mackay leading the line?
No, I was going to say
the new coach.
The new coach. Must be.
Can't answer that. I'm sorry, Pat.
I think
yes, it was.
Yeah, because they got sacked the day before.
5 days.
Yeah. Yeah, John and Lewis got sacked like the day before as they were travelling or something like that. So
sacked, I thought he walked.
He walked, you're right, sorry.
Yeah, walked.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can all see my air quotes.
Well, it's a weird one because this genuinely did feel actually like he walked because it didn't look like the Batcrees were going to get rid of him because if they're going to, they would have already done it, right? Well, it was different to the Ernie situation where the board clearly wanted to keep Ernie for a little bit longer here, but I think Aloisi genuinely walked here. I think there was pressure on him to do better, and he went, I can't deliver that, and I'm going to walk. I don't think he was sacked at all. I just don't get the vibes from the situation about that. I'm sure people in Brisbane are closer to it than me can give that. I've just pushed the wrong button in the official app. I'm now managing my favourites, apparently.
Okay. I'm just going to bring up the scores in my app.
Nope, I've got this. Adelaide United 2-1 win over Newcastle Jets. Craig Goodwin, 91st minute penalty after Bogard fouled him bizarrely in the box to sneak Adelaide the win there. The game of the year, Central Coast Mariners versus Perth Glory. 4-1 Perth Glory, but nobody cares about the scoreline. This game had absolutely everything.
Yes, it did. This was
did
glorious.
You see any of it?
None of it at all. I was really disappointed. When I heard what happened, I was incredibly disappointed.
I'm a bit jealous that Dave was there because this sounds like an absolutely bonkers night of football. The first half took an hour and a half to play because the post broke after a player fell into it.
It fell into the net.
Fell into the net, yeah, and he pulled the post down with him.
I did see that bit. Yeah.
And then they didn't have a replacement goal, so they had to replace it with...
They had to replace both goals.
So they replaced that goal initially with a temporary goal, and then they put had to make both goals the same and put one up at the other end.
I don't get that.
But
when they all Dubs be a standard a size?
I think that, yeah. I thought that must have been a different size, but Dale's thing of, like, these posts will be less solid, and therefore the rebounds and things like that will be different. They're still standard size, but one will, as temporary goal, will recoil more and things like that. And so
I've used the ones up at Vic Uni,
yeah,
the portable ones there, and they don't play quite the same.
Yeah,
but you can also carry them. So
exactly. So yeah, it does make sense, and it makes sense to me that they use the same goals at both ends, just in case. Mm. It just removes any doubt.
Yeah, cool.
But it took them 40 minutes to realise that they had to do this, and then by that point they had shown a child holding a toy AK-47 on the TV coverage.
That's really done really well.
Didn't someone say that they had been giving out those toys as spot prizes or something?
Yeah, Dave said that as well, and that at halftime the T-shirt cannons were doing something weird like that. We'll have to talk to Dave about this whole night when he gets back, but...
Your T-shirt cannons couldn't be shooting guns because that would be quite the projectile.
Or maybe they weren't T-shirt cannons, but maybe they're giving them out. Daniel McBreen at halftime.
Oh, that was
said
brilliant.
That half was just like the Mariners, fucking dog shit. Not realising that the Fox Sports cameras were still on him. They hadn't cut to the air break yet. They hadn't cut to the air break yet. It was streaming on YouTube. So
outstanding.
Hilarious. I think, yeah, Foxtel on satellite must have cut, but the YouTube cover was still going, which is great.
So it didn't go out on TV, but it's on the
stream. And of course it's been captured.
Fantastic.
The New Year's Eve fireworks they have in the Central Coast every year are supposed to be at 9:15, which is 15 minutes after the game finishes. Mm-hmm. But the game didn't finish at 9:15, so the fireworks went off during the game. And so all the people in the crowd left to go and watch the fireworks because the Mariners were down 3-1 by this point. But they were down 3-0 at halftime. So a whole bunch of people left to go and watch the fireworks. Probably about 2,000 people left at the stadium by the end of it. And then there was an entire bay completely closed off to the public because there was an endangered seabird nesting in there that had set up a little nest in the bay. And so bay one, where a whole bunch of season ticket holders had passes, couldn't go to the seats.
This whole
what
night.
What a night.
Peak A-League. That is brilliant.
What a night that was.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, David Squires is going to have to do overtime.
He gets a whole game, a whole strip on us that one
he
week.
He has to. He has to do just on that one game.
You think about just each... each square.
Yeah.
He's only going to be able to cover each thing.
Yeah.
Just for that game.
He could do an entire thing on the goalposts, but he can't because he's got so many other things to do. It's ridiculous. What a game.
What a not game.
And then I think last night, no, New Year's night, Melbourne City had a 2-0 win over the Wanderers. Was there a game last night? No.
No.
And the Wanderers had no fans and RBB running the tunnel to have a go at the players at half time. And Wanderers
they left
and someone got banned or something. I don't know.
They got banned, but did you see the video footage of them going over? So there's like five or six of them go over to the tunnel to the yellow boost, and it's quite a low pitch tunnel. So you get
ANZ,
right down at them. One of the guys is carrying his young child while going over to, not young either, like maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, not to know what's going on.
Yeah, to go over and yell abuse at the players. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, strange. They're a strange kind in the west of Sydney. I assume that they were yelling something homophobic or racist at the players, because to get a ban for yelling abuse at the players is weird to me.
There's nothing wrong with them, you know, having a go at their team for not playing.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a choice you want to...
That is their right as a paying person?
Unless it was death threats.
Yeah, things like that. I think there must be more to it than just face value. I think you're a bit shit in that half, sir.
Yeah.
So
I totally agree. That is your right. You're a bit shit in that half as a paying customer. However, that's not how I choose to support a team.
No.
So be it. But there are boundaries they would have to have crossed to get banned.
Exactly. And then the RBB left, and then there was nobody left in the stadium. And the Wanderers were so shit they couldn't turn around just by having a man advantage for most of the second half. And they had a penalty saved by Eugene Galekovic at the end of the game. So
wasn't the greatest penalty.
Awesome. No, but it was still
saved. Still good save.
Galekovic, by the sounds of it, had a good game, but...
That's the thing, is his feet are still garbage, but his hands are golden.
He's an excellent keeper. And
if
he still
you hit
is.
It within his reach, he yeah. does a pretty good job most of the yeah. time. So don't hit it within his reach.
And that is the round, which has been fun.
Yeah.
Giggles.
Giggles, yeah, lots of giggles. This weekend, Saturday night, 7:35 our time. And we are playing Adelaide United in Adelaide, which...
Adelaide and us racism, have the exact same records. Same
really?
Number of wins, same number of draws, same number of points, obviously, because of that.
Yep.
Same number of goals for, same number of goals against.
They're ahead on head-to-head then.
They're ahead on head-to-head.
Because they smashed us.
Yes, that's the only reason they're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Initially, I'm like, oh, what? They're ahead on alphabetical? Oh, no.
Well, no, actually,
they did actually destroy us.
Most of the tables at the moment don't actually do the splitters beyond... goals for and goals against.
Yeah.
They just alphabeticalize at that point, and it doesn't really matter until the end of the season.
Yeah, that's
the extra splitters. But I don't think they're two evenly matched teams at the moment. I think that we are the better team right now.
On form,
Adelaide were good early and then slid a little bit. We have the form. I'm intrigued to see how we go in this game, because if we want to finish top four, this is a game that we need to win.
Yep. Well,
we know how Adelaide are going to play.
Yeah.
They're going to play through the midfield, and they're going to be very combative through the midfield as well. So we know that basically Mundy and Rufa and especially Singh are going to get a kicking. I think that's safe to say with Mr. Lear on the park.
I don't think Vinny will kick Sarpreet.
He will kick the bejesus out of it, and I will put
money on He's a footballer
on
at Adelaide United. He plays football.
He will still kick the bejesus out of it.
He is a footballer. He doesn't mind a kick, but he is a footballer.
He won't actively seek out Sarpreet to kick him.
No, but as soon as Sarpreet gets the ball, you better believe he's going to chop him before he starts running.
Mm.
It is possible.
Do you think? Oh, yeah.
You guys like Vinny way too much.
Yeah. No, he did. He's a good guy. He's a good lad.
He is. He's a very nice bloke, but on the field... He has the same instincts as I may relate to.
Do you think he'll score in this game?
Vinny?
Yeah.
Oh,
only if it's a bicycle.
It has the making of this.
A bicycle,
only if it's a bicycle from the edge of the box.
That would be classic Vince Lear.
To be honest, every other season I would have said, yeah, bang on for Vinny scoring one from 25 yards out in the Spiders territory.
But this season? And what
this
makes
season
you think?
It doesn't feel like we're going to concede that. You know, where we're just going to slip up against the shitty teams.
Like we don't feel like the team that plays teams back into form at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. And we're on a great run. We're on a very good run against, we've played some good teams. Adelaide feels like this is a game we should at least get a point from, probably three.
We're beating the teams that we should beat. The top of, you know, we're...
And competing with the top of the table.
Getting points against the top of the table. It kind of feels, we feel consistent and appropriate, and that's not something I've ever said about the Phoenix.
Yeah, well, the next 2 weeks we have Adelaide and the Wanderers, and we're kind of in similar positions on the table to both those teams.
These are the ones we need to win.
Do you think 6 points is necessary here, or would you settle for four?
I would settle for four. Yeah. I'd probably settle for three, to be honest. A win and loss, and I'd take that.
I think we need at least a point from Adelaide, and we need to put the Wanderers to the sword.
We definitely need... To put a statement out there for our top six credentials, beating Wanderers is important, and competing with Adelaide is important. I think that's where we need to look. How that falls out points-wise, whether it's 4, 6, or 3 or whatever, so be it. But we definitely have to
compete. I think I'll be happy with 3 out of these 2 games. If we get 4, that's 7 games unbeaten on the trot, which is a lot.
Club record.
Is it?
No,
because we had like 7
actually.
Draws in a row 1 year.
We had 6 in a row.
Yeah, 6 draws in a row or something like that.
Yeah, 6 draws in a row with a win at the end.
Yeah.
So that's not quite a club record, but
certainly the club
off.
Record for the number of points across those games. But that would be a lot, and I don't think we necessarily need that at this point in the season. I would like it, but I think that I would be happy with 2 good performances, even if we don't necessarily win both of them. And we come back with 3 points. I think coming back with 1 point would be disappointing.
Yes.
But I'd be happy with 3. Anything more than 3 would be a bonus.
2?
Yeah.
You take it, but not ideal.
Depending on the performances. Mm. The performances would come into it. If they were draws like the draw against victory, I'd probably be happy. But neither of Adelaide or the Wanderers are Victory.
No.
They're not as good as Victory.
No.
And so it'd be feeling like if we played out a draw against Brisbane instead of scoring those three late goals.
Yes.
Which would feel disappointing. I would be disappointed with... I feel like draws against both of those teams would feel like that if we get against both of them.
Fair call.
So I think a draw against Adelaide would be better than a draw against the Wanderers. But
yeah.
I think we've shown a little more of a ruthless streak. And I think that if we only picked up two... there would be a lot of disappointment in the camp. A lot.
That's what Mark Rudan said about after the Victory game. Is that the players didn't feel like that was a point well achieved, like a lot of us supporters did. He said that the team was down. The team were, they thought they had 3 points and they were just so disappointed in themselves that they weren't able to hold on to it.
God, I'm glad to hear that.
Which is a massive mentality shift, right?
That's phenomenal. Yeah.
Because previously we'd come away with anything out of a Victoria game and be happy with it.
Yep.
And the team would be happy with it. Yep. So.
Yeah, Victoria game full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melbourne City, Melbourne Heart.
I like what you're doing there. Yeah.
Well, it's just we don't necessarily win in Melbourne at all. Mm. And so...
Yeah, man. That's a
previously
great
was stoked
attitude.
With anything.
That's a great attitude shift. I really like that. I like the fact that they think they can beat everybody. That's really good.
They've shown that they can.
Yeah,
we could have beaten both Perth and
we Victory. Should have beaten Perth. We're screwed out of that. I felt this after the game. Victory deserved their point.
Yep.
We could have won it, yes, but Victory did deserve the point they got. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that was just a great game of football that you really enjoyed to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big mentality shift. The rest of the games of the round, Sydney FC taking on the Mariners Friday night.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah. I just don't know what the Mariners, how they can sort their shit out.
They have 2 points.
Yeah.
And I don't see where their win's coming from.
I don't see where their draws are coming from. They're losing comprehensively to everybody.
I don't see where their goals are coming from.
Matt Simon.
But that's the thing.
And they're not going to come.
No.
No, they're not going to come.
It's like their best player is, what is it, Jordan Murray? The guy from the NPL?
Yeah. They, to be fair to them, they've lost, who was up front for them?
O'Donovan.
Yeah, so they lost O'Donovan, and he was a big loss for them.
Hey, they lost him at the start of, before last season. This is the second season they've gone without him. He played grand final. That's why he got kicked Lawrence Thomas in the head. The Mariners were nowhere near the grand final. I made the same mistake. I made the same mistake on the pod, and Dave corrected me.
Yeah,
but I thought he still played for the Mariners. But they haven't rebuilt. They haven't done anything to say that they can even achieve a goal in a game, let alone a draw, let alone a win. Mm. So,
I think the only way I can see them getting a win at the moment is against the Roar or the Wanderers. And those guys have to have an off game for that to happen.
Yeah.
And they're not playing good football. And that says an awful lot about the Mariners. That's actually sad to see.
That is really sad to see because the Mariners have historically been such a strong club and they're just not.
Yeah, and they're such a community-based club. They are so similar to us in size of catchment and, you know, those kind of things.
I'm just dropping all my hot takes this week about all the opinions that I hear out there. I don't like when people say, why are there so many conditions on the Phoenix when the Mariners, shouldn't we kick the Mariners out? And I'm like, no, we should kick nobody
Mariners
out.
Mariners are Australian out, they should stay. No team should be kicked out of the league at all if they are providing a stable financial basis.
I can see the point that people are trying to make about how actually we provide a lot more to the league than the Mariners, but... The argument for us staying in the league is not, oh, the Mariners are worse than us. The argument is we deserve our place in the league. Hmm. So I'm not necessarily on board with people with that argument.
You can't argue that the Mariners are worse than us. The Mariners have won titles.
What title? Yes, they've made 4 grand finals.
Exactly. So. We've never made a grand final.
Every team has their ups and downs. Hmm. It's just that the Mariners down in their current state, a good Mariners team at the moment can place about 4th or 5th, and that would be about it. Because... Hmm. The Sydney Melbourne bias, we have the same problem.
Yeah,
but the problem is a bad Mariners team finishes bottom of the table. So, Western Sydney Wanderers taking on the Victory. That is Saturday night after our game. Victory should romp that, even though it's at ANZ Stadium.
Yes, they should. I agree.
Sunday it is Melbourne City taking on the Jets from Amy Park, and then Brisbane taking on the Perth Glory. Brisbane. I don't know. Brisbane Reds get a win against Newcastle, so...
No. Newcastle aren't playing very well at the moment either.
True. So you reckon Melbourne City, Perth Glory?
Yes.
Those two games?
Yes, comfortably.
Yeah. I don't even think it's a matter of debate, is it?
Yeah. I actually think, looking at how the table is now, with us, like, the teams that are currently in the top six feel like they're going to just keep getting the points.
Yeah.
And the teams
and
below
making that gap bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. So it only come they're gonna it's only gonna come those four teams below are only gonna get points against each other. That's how that could obviously change because Newcastle could click and if Newcastle click
that's what I'm thinking.
They're back in the race. So.
Brisbane and Central Coast certainly look like they're not capable of it at the moment.
Yeah. If Wanderers play like they did against us when they beat us over here, then anything is they're capable of competing as well. So, but it's just at the moment, it doesn't feel like those guys are getting points against anywhere else.
Yeah, that's fair. Shall we bring it back to the Handy Premiership, which has another round this weekend?
Yeah, it kicks back off
after 2 weeks off. We kick off. All the games are on Sunday. Hawke's Bay taking on the Wenix from Hawke's Bay, 1 PM on Sunday. This could be the game that Wenix get a point finally.
Depends which Hawke's Bay turn up.
True.
Cause,
and you never quite know what's going to happen after the Christmas break as well.
Yeah. A good Hawke's Bay, like Hawke's Bay playing well,
yeah,
which is highly possible. Hawke's Bay playing well, they get the points.
Yeah, well, at least, yeah. Southern United taking on Eastern Suburbs, 2 PM Sunday.
That's Eastern.
Yeah. T-Dubs versus Hamilton, 2 PM Sunday. Interesting to see how Team Wellington are come back from overseas.
Yeah.
They haven't played a handy prem game in about a month now. 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Nah, five, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's definitely over four because it was beginning of December.
It was the 8th of
December or something.
8th of December, the last
December, something like that.
Game like
that. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I think they should still win, but Hamilton are sitting fourth in the league. Obviously, they're playing some very, very good football.
Well deserved as well.
Yeah, they're getting some points against good teams. So I think there's every opportunity, there's every chance that an under-firing T-Dubs will lose or maybe only get a point.
Good point, but yeah. That's it. David Farringdon, 2 PM on Sunday.
They do need to get that three to get back up ahead of Wests.
Easts, Wests.
Yes.
Yes. Waitak taking on Auckland. Fred Taylor? I can't tell.
Hopefully, Waitak can do the league a favour.
Yeah, well, Auckland a game in hand and 7 points ahead of, on the same games as T-Dubs, but... Miles ahead, 5 points ahead of Eastern Suburbs for a second with the game in hand over them.
So. Which is against Southern.
Which isn't necessarily a bank 3 points, but...
All but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Canterbury are taking on Tasman on the TV game, which will be...
Is it the only game from the South Island being broadcast this season?
No, there's quite a few from English Park and Christchurch.
Oh, okay,
quite a few Canterbury games.
Yeah.
So, that's the round.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You are going to make it down to T-Dubs this Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I think I will. In my first handy cream game of the season.
I have to try and scrounge a lift from somebody because I can't still that drive
point, yeah. Yeah. And the scrounge lift as well.
Yeah.
You get bus?
No.
Fair enough.
No, I'm not going to crutch down all the way down to.
Oh, you didn't get the train down the station. Hill. Yeah, true, actually. Yeah.
Take a train into town, then take a bus out to Miramar, and then crutch all the way to the ground, and then do that in reverse. That's just not happening.
That's a long way from the nearest bus stop.
It's a long, long way. It's not happening.
Here or in Miramar?
Both.
Miramar's not that bad. You just need to walk down the street.
I can't
Park
walk.
Road.
No, not Park Road, because you catch the bus that goes to... It essentially takes you straight to the Weather Cave.
Not on the weekend.
Not on the weekend, not anymore. Yeah. Not since I changed the timetables.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, surely. We catch that all the time. Dave catches that, at least.
Yeah, I used to get the one that dropped us off outside the dairy.
The number two outside the dairy, yeah.
Yeah. Number two doesn't go there anymore.
Shit.
Yeah.
Do they consult with Team Wellington? No, they didn't.
No. So, no. So if there's no lift, I won't be going to watch that.
Yeah, fair enough. No. I'll try and make it down, depending on the weather. If it's too sunny, I might not, because sunburn is a thing.
Mm.
But if
Jimmy
it's too,
Nish is
too
on
rainy.
Fire.
Let's get a wicket, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Third wicket.
Right. Yeah.
35 and an over, and he's got 3 wickets. It's just that because Guppy scored 100.
Not a bad way to return. Not a bad way to return to the team, eh?
Yeah.
He's going to be on fire on Twitter later on.
Yeah, he is.
The most disappointing thing about him playing for the Black Caps is he's not live tweeting the Black Caps, which is a little bit frustrating.
Yeah,
but,
that's true. So should we talk about the new Bent King coming into the Phoenix?
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that. I was going to do it after we talked about before we talked about the Adelaide game this weekend.
Yeah.
And just slipped my mind because I didn't write out a run sheet for myself. So
that's not unusual for you, Patrick.
Not anymore.
Even
at
if
least.
You do write it, you just leave it behind.
I ignore it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know when I put it in my book and I put my book in my bag and when I print them out for everybody, I leave them behind.
Yeah. But yeah.
Haven't done that in years.
That is actually
printed them out,
true.
That is.
Yeah.
You're not since last year.
No, actually, it's probably the year before, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, I just gave up on them.
Yeah.
That was the same every week, just with different results written down.
Yeah.
We can still use our phones to look them up.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Killian.
Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's Killian Murphy, which is not his name.
No, he would be really rubbish as a...
he'd be good at marketing. He'd be good at... give him some cold reads for some radio ads. He'd be good at that. But yeah.
Could get Killian Mbappe would have been nice.
That's spelled differently, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Kylian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way,
did
so
you see that Killian, I forgot his name, Sheridan, photoshopped himself onto a picture of...
yeah, that was good bands.
Onto a picture from the Ballon d'Or and said, in amongst all the everything, people didn't realise that they gave it to the wrong...
Killian.
He's just memeing all the time.
He seems to have a decent sense of humour.
He has certainly an online persona. Have you listened to his podcast yet?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
It's just him.
Yeah.
Talking to himself.
Awesome. About his thoughts about sport.
About his thoughts about how things are going.
Awesome. I'll be into that. That sounds
it's real
thing
weird.
That me and Frosty could do.
Oh, I have a running commentary in my head anyway. I don't think anyone needs to hear that.
I think that he might put himself forward, depending on how long he's here for a 2018 Full Media Award, Audio Broadcaster of the Year.
Nice.
Which would be weird.
Yeah,
well, I have put in a request to see if we can get him on the podcast so he can actually talk to other people on a podcast instead of just himself.
A crossover episode.
Yeah, we can appear on his.
What's his one called?
On
the Sherry something.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Sheriff or something.
No, that's his nickname.
Twitter handle.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is, but yeah, a crossover episode with Killian. The intro to his podcast is just clips of people saying his name wrong and him going, how the hell do you get my name wrong? It's Killian. Cillian.
Silly. Oh, because this, yeah, I can see how they do that.
Yeah.
Or Chilean.
Chilean, yeah.
So we actually talk about him?
Yeah, so he's from.
We have been talking about him, literally.
Yeah. From Northern Ireland, played, I think it was Northern Ireland.
Republic,
sorry, my bad, but he's played three times.
Don't make that mistake.
Yeah. No.
I have made that mistake on the podcast before. Yeah, and quickly learn not to make that mistake. Yeah.
But he was playing in Poland.
Yep.
So
the runners up.
European international. He's played three internationals for Republic of Ireland.
That's what I just said.
9 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yep. I did just say that. Just point.
You didn't say 10 years ago, though.
No, but I did say three times.
Yeah, but 10 years ago.
Yeah. He's played for Celtic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Like, he was there for 3 years and played four games.
Yeah, but he's still played for Celtic. Either way, having looked at his highlights package, I think he is definitely a quality A-League player.
I think so.
Yeah, he's definitely a player that could deliver at this level.
He's a target man. Let's just say he's what, 6'5", 6'4"?
Yeah, but we've been talking exactly
6'5" with the man bun.
We've been talking about this though. This the
that man bun.
Yeah.
What Jeez. We need is the target man striker as either a plan B or for one of our fast men to play off.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a plan C.
I think my exact words were even a Niall Quinn type, but I don't know that I meant. Specifically,
yeah, a 6'5" Irish striker. Yeah, yeah. But no, I think it looks like a decent addition. Actually, looks like a very good addition.
Well, given that the money was available for it, the import slot was available because Roy fed it up, and we had the spot available when he was available. I think it makes a lot of sense to go with it.
It really does.
If it doesn't work out, fine.
Yep. I think
we're sustainable as we are, but if he can add one goal every two games to. So the team and finish the season with 10 goals.
And create some opportunities because of being able to hold the ball up.
Freeing up Krishna and freeing up
Williams.
Willow and Singh.
Yeah.
Having someone else there.
It's going to be interesting to see how we do the formation or if he's going to change. If he's not going to change, it's going to be interesting to see
how he
uses him.
Yeah, I don't think he fits in the current system.
But
not
remember
4-3-3, but 3-5-2 would.
3-5-2 it would, yeah. But it also interesting to see... Because he's changing things up for the opposition we're playing, whether he uses him specifically against particular opposition and particular styles of play. Like, is he going to be a lot more effective against someone like the Mariners, who are going to sit back, and the Brisbane Roar are going to sit back, then we can have a guy who's going to, you know, throw his elbows around in the box, compared to the other guys who require the defence to come out a bit and, you know, leave space for them to get in behind, or for space down the wings for them to run into. So it'll be quite interesting to see how he's going to be used.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen of his highlights package and everything, he plays off the shoulder of the two central defenders, a real target man, doesn't move back and pick up the ball to feet, really, just tries to stay in that central channel and just try and pick the ball up, gets a lot of like little tap-ins for, you know, if someone pulls the ball back, just gets himself a foot of space, and because he's got longer levers than whoever's marking him, can just get his left foot on it. Saw him take two penalties, and they look pretty accomplished and
nice.
Quite a lot of little tap-ins, so it makes me think that he doesn't let the cheap ones go, doesn't score the worldies, and even his headed goals aren't blistering, blazing things. I think it's quite good that they looked aimed and specifically put in a spot. Don't look like they've just come crashing off his forehead at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, he certainly provides something to the team that we don't have in any other player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, when we signed Willow was just another Burns.
Yeah.
Turns out he's the best.
And Lishner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it turned out he was just a better version of Burns we already had. But this provides us with something that we don't have anyone anywhere else. We haven't had someone like this since Stain. He's potentially more of a Dylan McAllister type.
Yeah.
Going back even further.
Yeah, yeah. Stain was
ball to feet. But Dylan McAllister was the guy that you could put it on and give him a chance and he'd score it. He was a donkey, certainly, but he was our donkey.
But he was good with his head.
Yeah.
And so this guy reminds me a lot of that sort of player. Old school.
I haven't called him a donkey yet. Yeah. So we'll see.
Not the same donkey level.
Yeah. That was the word that came to mind when I was watching his highlights package.
What, donkey?
Yeah. Yeah, he hoofs around, but he sticks his hoof in the right place.
If your donkey scores goals, he looks like less of an ass. So.
Yeah. They don't have to score worldies. If they score, that's all we really need.
If they pick it out of the back of the net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Jay.
Yeah.
Very good. That'll do us for this week, I think. That is all to talk about in the world of football. Yeah. Nothing else has happened.
In the world of football?
There is certainly not a red team playing a blue team tomorrow that we care about. That's certainly not happening.
And there definitely wasn't riots in the Napoli game or anything.
Yeah. Was there?
No, yeah. It wasn't Napoli, was it? It was Milan.
Yeah, it was Inter versus
I thought it was Inter AC, Napoli. But Inter Napoli, fair enough.
No, Inter versus AC wasn't happening at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's in March.
They've got two matches behind closed doors and a third with the
away fans band.
Curva Nord closed.
Yep. So they had the away fans banned for their latest game, which was just prior to Christmas. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Tangents.
Like I said, nothing else going on in the world of football.
Yeah.
That'll do. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Dave's not back next week.
No, it'll be the week after for Dave.
That's fine.
Put an effort in for the next week. Maybe
we'll find a night that there is cricket on, and we'll try and avoid that night. But
it's this time of year. There's always cricket on.
Well, man. It's the holiday. We're on holiday, so
yeah, it's more holidays.
It doesn't feel real at the moment.
I'm just reveling in the fact that I can talk football with someone.
Is Frosinio not at the point where you can discuss
the technical nature of
football with
zero shit about football?
You are failing as a dad then, aren't you?
He likes kicking the ball.
Okay, yeah.
But
he has only just turned three, mate, so you know.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Fair. It's like Pally. He's not interested in it either. So
what?
Hell, no.
Oh jeez.
That's weak sauce.
It's good, eh? It's good. I like it.
On that bombshell, I will wrap us up. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Have a wonderful rest of your holiday period, and we'll see you then. Goodbye.
brings you.
Half-assed pods bring you.
Yeah, that was funny.
It wasn't half-assed. It was just...
It fucking was half-assed.
Lethargic.